He's got more information than the Chinese government. Inti, welcome.
Oh, that's a tough one right there. Yeah, maybe.
You're all banning TikTok, aren't you?
I really hope not, because it's one thing I enjoy watching. So
I know.
It's possible.
We're on TikTok as well, and geez, your numbers go through the roof. And maybe the Chinese government are like, look at these schmucks. We're giving them, I've got 100,000 views on this video, and they're getting all of Ben's information. What sort of things are they getting from your cell phone, mate?
Well, here's the thing. Do you think that whatever respective government, New Zealand, China, America, you don't think they already have our information anyway?
That's the thing.
I mean, I feel like they do. Look, you and I, let's say something right now. We'll say McDonald's, and then later in 5 or 10 minutes, look at your phones and see if you get a McDonald's ad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whatever you want. Uh-huh. Okay. How many times has that happened to you, where you're having a conversation with somebody, and you're just, let's say, at a coffee shop, you're having a conversation with somebody, you mention a brand name, and then later you see that brand because the phone is always listening to you.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, I mean, and we got the vaccine that's tracking us as well.
All right, conspiracy theories aside. Speaking of things that people are watching this week, James Corden, it's his final ever week on The Late Late Show. And I just watched a really emotional thing with him and Adele, the final carpool karaoke. She was talking about how James actually helped him through some pretty difficult times in her life.
Hey, you know, at least he helped one person and was nice to one person in his life.
So, Auntie. All right. Okay.
He's had a hell of a run, though. 8 years, and he's out of those sort of late night talk shows. It feels like he really does go the extra mile for content creation.
Look, when he came up with carpool karaoke or whatever, I mean, that was very unique. The fact that he managed to get Mariah Carey for the first one, and she didn't even really know that it was going to be carpool karaoke. She just thought they were having an interview in a car.
Yeah.
So the man, and that he pulled that off, and then, you know, it spawned a TV show, and it spawned a lot of things. You could even argue that it spawned the Jerry Seinfeld show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It became its own unique thing. Everybody enjoyed it. It always was going down a street in Los Angeles, generally 3rd Street, and then they would go down Wilshire and then just make this loop, and so you could always see when they were actually filming it and everything. Yeah, so that was really good. But, you know, does it outweigh the horrible way he treated all of his employees? No.
Is he loved over there, Corden?
I think he's loved nationally, like just by fans, and oh yeah, he's great, and he sings along and does all this stuff. And if you ask LA, like the entertainment community, the, you know, writers, and no, he's hated, much the same way as Ellen, right? If you go outside of Los Angeles and just ask everybody around the country, oh, do you like to watch Ellen? Oh, I love watching Ellen. Oh, it's great. In LA, you know, how does she treat the writers? Horribly. How does she treat her staff? Horribly. James Corden, how does he treat his writers? Horribly. How does he treat his staff? Horribly.
What's Corden gonna do? I mean, hey, we do the same. We don't even talk to our writers and staff, do we?
Because we don't have any writers on the show.
Yeah, we just call them the staff.
They're not allowed to look at you in the eye, are they? They are not allowed to look at you in the eye. They come in, they got to keep their heads down.
That's right. We don't even know their names. We're just like, hello, staff. Good morning. What's he gonna do?
He's going back to the UK, isn't he?
I guess maybe he's gonna go make some really bad movies again. There's always the possibility of Cats 2.
The Cats Return.
I want to have a bad word said about Peter Rabbit. All right, I loved him as the voice of Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit, didn't he make two of them?
Yeah, he did actually. He did, mate. There was two of them. Saw them both.
Yeah,
loved every minute.
I mean, that was fine. But he made some other. I don't even remember the other bad movie he made other than the Cats. There was one other bad one, but I don't remember what it is.
Well, it's been a hell of a run. Hell of a run. Who's taking over from Corden?
It's going to be, I think that they said, like a variety of people. I really thought that they would just try and do one specific person. Maybe they'll bring Tucker Carlson. Who knows?
Well, yeah, that's big news over there in the United States at the moment. A lot of firings. Fox News, Tucker Carlson, who was like the guy on Fox News, and one of the big anchors on CNN, gone as well.
Yeah, Don Lemon. Don Lemon, I think everybody could kind of see it coming. He had he went from having 2 hours of primetime television every night to then getting the morning show with two other anchors rather than solo. And it was this thing, and you could just kind of see it in slow motion. And then he wasn't happy, and they were looking for an excuse to fire him. I mean, they're going to have to pay his contract. So I think he was just kind of, you know, doing the work, the bare minimum or whatever, to get by. The Tucker Carlson one was more surprising. You know, there's been news that perhaps there was not the Dominion lawsuit, but some other lawsuits that are pending that involved him, and they just wanted to cut their losses.
He was
the number one host.
He was very pro-Trump, wasn't he? Very close friend of Donald Trump's on Fox News, and I was watching the news last night, and they were basically saying he would go on here and say the whole voting system, the people who run the vote, is rigged. They're rigging it, and it was blatant lies.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's the reason that he got fired. Because that lawsuit, the first one, there's another separate lawsuit that's still out there in relation to, like, voting machines and stuff. But there's other lawsuits having to deal with personnel matters and stuff like that, where perhaps his show had some personnel issues with women and stuff like that. And I think that that is what it is about, rather than the Dominion thing that settled last week for $1 billion, practically. Mm-hmm. And then there is the Smartmatic lawsuit too. So yes, but he was their number one host. And as much as it sounds like $800 million, it's just kind of a drop in the bucket to Fox.
Wow. I have a prediction. Donald Trump will employ him as his press secretary.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think that either he will run for vice president or he will now become the highest paid Spotify person and beat Joe Rogan. I think that he will do that.
I saw Biden. He's gone back for another term. He's going to be 86 if he wins at the end of his second term. Whew. I mean, good on him. Good on him. You got to get the retirees out there working.
Go on a bloody boat cruise or something, mate.
Yeah, how old is Jacinda?
She was early 40s.
She was our youngest prime minister, so you should be mid-40s now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know, you know, whether there are some Republicans that are just as old, and at some point, I don't know if they really represent every single bit of America when you're in your mid to late 80s and stuff like that. It just, I feel like, and this goes for either party. There's people like the senator from Iowa. I believe he's going to be 90. There's a senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. She's in her late 80s. Bernie Sanders is older. I think that people get in this job and then they never want to leave.
Fair enough.
Is what it turns out.
Yeah, I know. You know? I know. But it's, geez, he would have seen some stuff over the time. When he was born, everything would have been black and white. Wouldn't it?
Well, a lot of television would have been at least, for sure. Elon Musk, a lot of talk about the blue tick entity at the moment. He was like, we're going to make people pay for them to get your blue tick, to get verified on Twitter. And now it seems he's like giving them away to celebrities? I mean, and people don't have to have them. What's going on?
With many of ideas that come from Elon's head, he doesn't always think them through. And think, oh, if I do this, then blank. If I do this, will this happen? And just kind of run through it. And you would think that being a supposed scientist and this genius, that he would think things through and write them down and game plan them. So what he did was, as of April 20th, all the blue check marks, or you guys say tick marks, they disappear, right? The only way that you can have them is if you pay Elon $8 a month. That's the only way you can have them. Okay, so all of these famous people and all these people who had them said, I'm not going to give them $8 a month. Why would I give them $8 a month? I had something for free. And so all of a sudden, April 20th, they're all gone except for three. And Stephen King, LeBron James, and William Shatner. And they all three say, they all go, I didn't pay. I'm not signed up. I didn't give him my phone number, anything like that. So Stephen King makes it very clear. William Shatner had been begging for a check mark. I mean, he's in his 90s. Give the poor guy a check mark. LeBron James is never going to pay $4.99 a month for anything ever because he's super cheap, and he likes everybody to know that he's super cheap. So he wasn't going to pay. And then what happened was, with all the celebrities, with everybody famous, with every reporter and journalist, with every government organization, with everybody gone, not having a blue check mark, and it only left a certain people left, then over the weekend, you had this block the blue thing. And what people did was they would go beneath a post where there was some controversial opinion, and it'd be 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 blue check marks there replying to it. And somebody wrote a program and you could just block thousands in mass. So all of a sudden, these people who are paying this $8 a month to be at the top of post realize that they're not going to be at the top of post, because the more times you're blocked, the less times you're going to be at the top of the algorithm. So Elon figures this out, and all of a sudden, everybody who has over a million followers gets a check mark, whether they want it or not, which opens up a whole new legal can of worms, because I didn't ask for this, and you're just forcing it on me, and you didn't have me sign new terms and conditions and stuff like that. So then, it's been a big mess.
Hey, geez, he sounds like a bloody nightmare to work for, wouldn't he? He'd be bloody all sorts.
Yeah. I mean, a guy who blows up $3 billion rocket on a platform and says, but you know what? We got it 2 feet off the ground, so yay.
Ed Sheeran back in court over copyright claims from Marvin Gaye's estate that he copied the melody to one of Marvin Gaye's songs and reused it for Thinking Out Loud.
Hasn't this already been in court before? I'm sure this has, right?
I mean, Ed Sheeran's been in court for you cannot. I think Marvin Gaye's estate should have just taken their win and gone home. They were lucky to really win the Blurred Lines one. It could have gone either way, but they did beat Robin Thicke and Pharrell, and they got a bunch of money. They got enough to last everybody who's alive there for the money for the rest of their lives in the next generation. Okay? And instead, what they've done is let's find somebody else to go after. It's a very common game. The problem is, as time goes on and on and on, there are only a finite number of melodies.
Mm.
I think people think that there's some kind of, everybody can come up with some kind of original thing, and there's only a finite number. Like for Christmas ones, there's a certain kind of melody that you use. And Mariah Carey put it to good use with her co-writer. And, and C has done the same thing, and they use this melody. But there's only a certain few melodies, and courts are really getting tired of it. They go, I see the little sense, and it just depends on this particular jury or a judge. I don't think that anything is going to move forward. I think the Marvin Gaye people are going to be out of luck on this one.
And he's been through, like you said, a few times before, and he's proved that he hasn't copied songs in the past. And I don't think someone of his stature or his level of success would, subconsciously, but...
Here's the problem with that, guys, is that you're right. Ed Sheeran is a great writer. He writes a bunch of songs. You know, if you go watch Yesterday, the movie or whatever, it's like, okay, let's go see who can write a song the fastest. And, just an original song. Ed Sheeran can write songs. Here's the problem, not with Ed Sheeran, but other writers. If you look at a song credit, there's often 10 writers on a song now, okay? So you can say confidently, probably, that Ed Sheeran knows every kind of song in his head and has them all memorized and will not consciously or subconsciously do that.
Mm.
But what if he's writing the song with four other people or five other people, and one of those people goes, gosh, I like this little tune, and they don't realize, or maybe they do realize, that it came from some song that they heard from 40 years ago. So that's the problem, is that if the more writers you have, then the more you have to dig into it.
Yeah.
It's not just one writer. You're having to look at 5, 6, 10 writers.
Now, Ryan Reynolds, wonderful story. Wrexham Football Club, half owner of that. And they had a massive win. They've moved up to the next tier in the football leagues. What a wonderful story.
Let's go back to TikTok. I liked one video of AFC Wrexham. I think it was Saturday when they won, right? It was either Saturday or Sunday when they won. And I liked it. I have I'll now get 20 videos of those every 30 minutes.
Wow.
Nothing but AFC Wrexham. Nothing but AFC Wrexham.
This guy loves Wrexham.
It's just crazy. It's a Hollywood ending. I mean, basically Ryan Reynolds and Rob McInerney, who was on the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they went into what they call a non-league club, which is... it used to be back in the day, that level would be basically semi-professional and some professional. That's different. Now they're all professional. They're all getting paid, but it's still called non-league. So they went in there and they 2 years ago and they changed it and they got these guys promoted all the way now where they're in the league, the professional, supposed professional league. And, it's a fantastic story. And it came down to the last week. There was a penalty shot saved the week before. And just the fact that they always have cameras and then they're always bringing celebrities every week, it just, they took this club that was had seen better days and was getting 1,400 people to a game, and now I was getting like 25,000.
Yeah, it's incredible. Wow. It's such a great story. There was a wonderful article in the Daily Mail of the UK, and it had a photo of Ryan Reynolds walking down the street, and it said, Ryan Reynolds out with a checked shirt and a green suede jacket with a comfortable pair of white sneakers. So they're basically just describing what he's wearing, but they looked very comfortable, the sneakers, and he looked very happy.
Well, one thing that I think that needs to be said about all of this is that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McInerney, they not only took the AFC Wrexham guys, that's the one that gets all the news, but they also have the academy, and you know they also have the women's team, and they are out there every single week supporting the women's team too and trying to get the crowds to go to those as well. So they have been equally as supportive and equally dumping in as much money to the women's program too.
Oh, that is well, that's fantastic. And the clock's counting down to the movie, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better ending.
No, it's been awesome.
I bet it's a big question: who would play Ryan Reynolds in the movie? I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of an actor that could play Ryan Reynolds at all.
Hey, Enty, go and have a wonderful week over there in the States, mate. As always, we appreciate your time.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful week too. Appreciate it.
See you, mate.